Myers set to inbound the ball again, trailing by one. Are the Lady Sailors here to the Titans? Myers looking to her right under the basket. Gets Bartlemy off the window for two. They take the lead by one.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And welcome back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub in Elyria as we have the high school girls basketball preview for the 2016-2017 season. And Rob Polinski along with Tim Alcorn, joined now by Vermilion head coach Gary Bruner. And Gary, in your second year, I would imagine the second year, that year one is always just they got to get used to you. You got to get used to them. With that process behind you, how much easier is that going to make this transition, this preseason, into this year?
Well, we had a great offseason together. We attended camp at Findlay. We were involved in a summer league out in Norwalk. And it was just really having them in the gym together all summer and in the early fall. That's actually been one of the biggest things that I think has helped the program grow. As far as that transition goes, I mean, I know them at this point. They know me. Kind of like that period of feeling each other out is over. They know what I expect. I know more or less how they learn. So that's over, and I think everything is looking up from there.
This year you go, I believe it's this year you go to the SBC, correct?
So yep, we're out in the SBC now.
How tough will that be as far as getting to know new teams?
I think it's going to be tough. I think that they do have a pretty good tradition of girls basketball out there. And I've met a few of the coaches, and everyone's been great. Everyone's been real welcoming. I think a lot of them play a very tough brand of basketball, but I think that we're going to be ready for it. I'm pretty excited about the team that I have.
I was going to say, I think out west it might be a little more physical than what you're used to. Does that change your style in coaching if it is a more physical brand of basketball?
I'm going to say no, because I'm trying to incorporate the physicalness into the program just to make sure that the girls are really selling out each play, not only for themselves but especially for their teammates. We're trying to make it, you know, as much of a family atmosphere as we can there at Vermilion, and I think with that being said, trying to play physical and take care of the person on each side of you, that's kind of been, you know, at the forefront of all the culture building that we've been trying to give.
Gary, take a moment or two and just talk about some of the key girls this year. As you look to kind of put this team together, what are some key components?
Well, first off, one of the key components is going to be Caitlin Schnurr. She's going to be playing in a guard spot a lot of the time. Caitlin's just been a great girl to have around the program. She's a senior now. I'm actually in my third year with the program, but second as the head coach, and she's been with me each of the 3 years. She's got great talent, really has a nose for the ball, like having her around. Skylar Myers is another great kid to have on the team. She's really evolving as a point guard. She's understanding the leadership role, and I've been pleased with her thus far. And the last one that comes to mind is CeCe Dillon. I mean, you just talk about a bruiser. She is physical down low, despite not being that big. She just really gets it. I mean, I feel like she's very tough. And that's a mindset that she has. So I'm really hoping that rubs off on the rest of my team.
Again, we're talking with Gary Bruner, girls head coach at Vermilion High School. And as Rob said, that getting to know each other process, you went through that last year. How much more comfortable do you sense you are with what these girls can do? Did it take you a full year to go, now I really know strengths and weaknesses of each player, and now I can tweak some things?
Yeah, I mean, there was that waiting time, if you will, or that transition period. I'd say, you know, things got probably their highest point last year, like right around Christmas time. And as coaches, that's when we have a lot of time with the kids. More to time, I guess, that's focused on basketball than anything else. But the team that I had this year, I mean, they're super committed. They're great kids. Everyone has evolved both as people and basketball players. So I'm really happy with all of their growth thus far.
So what are the goals? What are the expectations for this team this year?
Well, especially moving into the SBC, and I haven't shared this with a ton of people, but
Well, no one's listening now. Don't worry.
Oh, good deal.
We won't tell anybody.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I really do think growing the program and having, you know, up to double-digit wins and possibly over 500. And if you think about where we were a couple years ago, I mean, that's going to be a pretty big turnaround. And I do think with the group that we have, we're still trying to, like I had mentioned earlier, build that culture and really instill a lot of traits, if you will, in the program. And I think that the kids are very accepting. And again, we're still in building mode, but I definitely think that that foundation is laid and that things are looking up for us.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to have that kind of success, what are one or two things you need to do?
One, we got to be, especially out in the SBC, and then even with a lot of schools around here, like, you know, Elyria, for example, we've got to be physical and we've got to be disciplined. We've got to not be afraid to essentially get in there and fight for tough wins, fight for loose balls. And like you guys know, I mean, that's a lot of the battle. You get on those 50-50 balls and you have a lot of different aspects there that help you win the game. But I think if we show toughness, if we show discipline, which in my opinion is going to relate directly to execution, I think that we're going to be fine this year.
You got about a minute left. To take that step, as Rob alluded to, is it more of a mental aspect of the game, or is it just physically as far as getting better in the game of basketball? Or is it more one than the other?
I'm going to be honest. With the group that I have, I think it's mental. We've got some talent, for sure, at a few different spots. We've been blessed with height, so I'm very happy with that. And the team as a whole, like I mentioned earlier, has grown a lot together. But it's just getting that mentality of having a hard hat and a lunch pail and going to work every day. And I think if we do that, I think that we're going to surprise, you know, a few different teams and have a pretty good year.
And that's why the next couple of weeks, just scrimmages and practices, you really instilled that. I like that hard hat type of mentality.
Yeah. And that's been something that we've focused on. I mean, I'm going to be honest, our numbers aren't up, but the girls that we have, I believe, are super committed. And we've been focusing on having that mentality and doing the small things the right way, because the small things are going to be what's going to essentially decide whether we win or lose. If that's a 50-50 ball, if that's ensuring, you know, everybody's boxed out, everyone's running their lanes, things like that. And I think if we focus on those things, we're going to be a pretty successful group.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you coming out.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You got a longer ride from Vermilion, so glad you're able to get here.
Not too bad, though.
Hopefully you got a great meal out of it.
Oh, hey, it was wonderful. And thank you for having everybody here, guys.
Oh, our pleasure. No problem. Gary Bruner, head coach of the Vermilion Lady Sailors. As Rob said, they move into the SBC this year. And as Coach Bruner said, trying to get that thing turned around, appear to be on the right track. All right, a quick timeout. We've got coaches lined up, so we're going to get them in. Yeah, you've heard a lot of this guy over the years. Dave Zavara's up next. Oh, Lord, what's going to transpire when the head coach of the Tour Gals from Avon Lake stops by? That we'll find out in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us. It's our Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, Girls High School Basketball Preview. We're live at Wolfie's, and we're live on AM 930 WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.